Well, now to upstate New York and that stunning prison break sometime at the beginning of the weekend. Governor Andrew Cuomo told NBC that the two convicts, David Sweat and Richard Matt, must have had inside help in their escape from the maximum security prison, the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora.
We're looking at everything, but primarily from the inside. You have three types of employees in a prison. You have the guards, you have civilian employees, and then you have private contractors who come in to do work. And we're going through the civilian employees and the private contractors first. I'd be shocked if a correction guard was involved in this.
Well, we're shocked at the whole story. Brian Mann is with Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio. So, Brian, a massive manhunt is on. The escapees broke through steel walls, brick walls, a steam pipe, and came out a manhole. Have any tools been found?
Yeah, so far no tools have been recovered, and that's, you know, sort of the big mystery here. They're just not saying yet where those tools came from, where they've gone, and of course it's just shocking, the idea that men in this extremely high security area of Clinton Correctional Facility would have had access to those tools over apparently a period of days.
Well, I heard someone over the weekend ask about how could you drill with tools? It would make noise. But then they said that there was some sort of construction work going on, so perhaps they could time it with the construction work. Do we know any more about that?
I think that those are exactly the questions people are looking at. Were they able to somehow mask the noise? Did other inmates know that this was happening? One thing we have learned is that these men used dummies that they created in their cots to buy themselves time to do this work. So apparently some of the digging and cutting happened at night. How that sound would have been masked is still, you know, just a complete unknown at this point. There's an investigation scrambling now to sort of answer those questions. But we're, you know, in day three of this manhunt, and it's kind of amazing that we still don't know basic information like that.
Is there any chance that someone on the outside cut their way in?
Yeah, that we've heard that a lot on social media. And Governor Cuomo addressed this yesterday. He says investigators have found evidence at each stage of the escape that the cutting happened from the inside out. You can see marks from the cuts, from the digging, and especially on the manhole cover at the street, that the cuts happened on the inside. So they may have had help on the outside in parts of this escape, getting information, perhaps even getting those tools. But it does appear right now that the men did the digging and cutting themselves.
Yeah, these two men were both imprisoned for murder. Can you just give us a little background on both David Sweat and Richard Matt?
Yeah, these are guys who've done just incredibly violent crimes. David Sweat killed a county sheriff and really a brutal crime here in New York State. Richard Matt, meanwhile, essentially tortured to death and killed a businessman, dismembered the body and disposed of it. This is a pair of guys, you know, parts of this sort of have a Shawshank Redemption, big movie escape kind of quality. But this is no joke. These guys are extraordinarily dangerous, and state officials have really been ratcheting up the rhetoric about how concerned people need to be.
Well, and how concerned are they? You spoke to somebody, a pizza owner right outside the prison. You asked him if he was concerned. Let's listen to part of his answer.
Absolutely not. I guarantee you they're probably gone already. If I was going to escape from prison, I wouldn't stick around town. I'd be gone. I'm not worried at all. I think prison towns are one of the safest places to live.
So he does make a point that right there at the Clinton facility, maybe people aren't concerned. But how about around upstate New York?
I think people are very worried. These men had ties to central New York, western New York, so they could still be in this area. There's some theory that they may have escaped across the Canadian border, which is very close to Dannemora. One of the men also has connections in Mexico. So this is now really an international manhunt. But I have to say that right here in the North Country, in Clinton County, tensions are still very high. There are people on corners with shotguns standing vigil, checkpoints everywhere with people's cars being searched. So they're really not taking chances. It's possible they're long gone. It's also possible that they're holed up in the woods or in an abandoned home nearby. All of those bases are being covered.
And do we even know how much time they had before their escape was discovered?
We really don't. I mean, they left sometime late Friday night or early Saturday morning, and that possibly gives them an enormous amount of time to have made distance, especially if they had someone on the outside with a vehicle. And when you hear from state police at this point, they're really sounding pretty flummoxed. They have lots of leads, more than 150 leads, but none of them solid at this point. They just don't know where these guys are.
Can you trace, by the way, who inmates speak to when they're in prison? You know, phone calls, visits. Can you trace that?
Well, you know, they are definitely able to trace a lot of that back. They have the prison in lockdown now. They'll be talking to these other inmates about what they knew and what connections there might be, family members and other people who had phone calls or visits. Another thing that's happening today is we have increasingly solid information that they're talking to particular staff members at Clinton Correctional Facility, and there are people who are now sort of being brought in to talk through what some staff members knew. So there is progress being made here, but still we just haven't heard a clear sort of how these dots connect, how they could have gotten the equipment, the knowledge, even the expertise to have pulled this off.
Yeah. How do you know even where you're digging towards? Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio up there in upstate northern New York. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.